morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Joel Embiid poured in a career-high 49 points as the 76ers dumped the Hawks 129-112, the Rockets outlasted the Knicks 123-112, and the Magic rallied to beat the Nets 115-113. In women's college basketball, Marist pummeled Fairfield 75-45. In NBA news, Kobe Bryant's wife Vanessa offered a poignant portrait of her NBA superstar husband and their daughter Gianna at a sold-out memorial service for the two yesterday. Thousands attended the ceremony at Staples Center, which featured a performance by Beyoncé and speeches from Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, and more. Bryant and his daughter were among 9 people killed in a helicopter crash in Los Angeles last month. Vanessa Bryant also filed a wrongful death lawsuit yesterday against the owner of the helicopter. Yesterday was also the NHL's trade deadline. The Islanders got some scoring help by signing center Jean-Gabriel Pageau from Ottawa. The Bruins got Nick Ritchie from the Ducks, and the Sabres acquired Dominic Cahoon from the Penguins for forwards Connor Sheary and Evan Rodriguez. The Rangers worked out a 7-year, $45 million package with forward Chris Kreider rather than dealing him. In MLB news, the league is urging a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit by DraftKings fantasy contestants over sign stealing by the Astros. 5 men have sued MLB, MLB Advanced Media, the Astros, and the Red Sox for fraud, violation of consumer protection laws, and negligence. MLB says attempts at cheating are part of sports. I'm Jesse King.